Australians don't have much time for religion anymore. In fact, according to a study released today, almost 2 in 3 Australians think religion does more harm than good in the world. The Wire's Benito Carbone reports.
Global marketing research and consulting firm Ipsos surveyed 17,000 people in 23 countries, asking if they thought religion did more harm than good. Australians were among the most critical of religion around the world, with 63% believing that religion is more damaging than beneficial to society. In the US, only 39% had such a negative response. Why are we so anti-religion? That's the question asked theology professor Andrew Jutney from Flinders University.
I think the figure is higher than people expected, but it doesn't take long to realise that it's not really very surprising. One of the other figures in the survey was that 84% of Australians indicated that they felt completely comfortable being around people who have different religious beliefs than themselves. So there's this, on the one hand, a kind of suspicion of religion, but on the other hand, very high levels of tolerance of religious diversity.
Is it the case of a few select groups in religions ruining it for the rest of them?
I think that's part of it. When you think about the harm that religion does, you think immediately of things like religious bigotry or extremism. You think of religiously motivated conflict. And in any of these situations, you're really thinking about a minority of people who practice a religion. But yeah, they do kind of spoil it for everyone.
Is your view that religion has a place in society in its current form? Or do you think in general it might have to adapt to survive?
The place of religion in society is changing, and it's been changing very rapidly since the end of the 1960s. So the Christian religion, in one form or another, was at the centre of the Australian society up until the early 1960s. And then it's progressively moved or been moved to the edges. And that process is not complete yet, but it's accompanied by a couple of things. One is religious diversity. So there are now not just Christians in Australia, but people of many faiths, although Christians are by far the majority. And also the kind of role of religion as like the moral policeman of the society, that's disappeared now, even though there are some churches and church leaders who behave as though it hasn't disappeared.
Theology professor Andrew Jutney. Alex Deegan is law professor at Queensland University of Technology. He is concerned by the result.
I think people are very aware of the harms, which admittedly do come out of some religious individuals or even religious organisations, but people seem to be unaware of all the good, the philanthropic and charitable contributions that religious organisations make, and also the community and mental health improvements that result from association with religion.
Professor Alex Deegan. So can religion redeem itself? Professor Andrew Jutney again.
I don't think religion ought to be trying to redeem itself. I think it ought to be doing what it does with integrity and fairness and transparency. You take the Royal Commission on Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse, for example. I think that process, while it's been really difficult for some churches to face what's been done in institutions that they run, I think it's been really good for religion in Australia, because it's caused religious institutions to really lift their game and to align their activities with the moral and social norms of the host society. One thing to bear in mind is that people who do practice a religion, and that is still a very significant number of people in Australia, presumably do it because they perceive it to do some good for them and or the community. And there is a good deal of evidence in the research that associates practicing religion with, for example, better states of mental health and sense of well-being and that kind of thing. So I think religion is going to stay there as part of the community, but hopefully as a part of the community that enriches the whole rather than brings it down.
Benito Carbone from The Wire with that report.